So in terms of marketing, you know, what kind of tips would you give folks out there? You mentioned that it should be referral-based. Some of the things they should and shouldn't do in terms of marketing decompression.
That is a great question because, as I think everyone is aware, there are loud voices in the profession who are warning practitioners, and this is based on prosecutions and recoupments, and, you know, clearly FTC is involved in some cases. We've seen district attorneys prosecuting chiropractors around the country. We've seen consumer protection actions filed, and all of it based upon misrepresentation, okay? So the one thing you should never do as a chiropractor is advertise a result percentage unless you can support it as your own.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a biggie. Don't advertise 80% success rate based upon a study, interestingly enough, that if you dig a little deeper is mostly junk science and has been deemed so in courts of law around the country. So a lot of these percentages these companies throw out there were contrived. And I can give you some good examples of different marketing faux pas, but rather than do that, I think there are what I would call reputable sources of marketing information out there that are relatively inexpensive. The one that we recommend wholeheartedly comes from a true chiropractic hero in my book. It's Dr. Jim Edwards and his wife, Cindy Vaughn, both of whom have given a lot of time and effort to the profession. Jim, of course, is a former ACA board chairman, and you know, Cindy's also involved with the ACA as well and other organizations, but they've come out with some very inexpensive, highly effective, compliant marketing. You can look them up on marketdecompression.com. I don't get paid for endorsing Dr. Edwards' stuff, but he's the only guy that contacted us early on and said, look, you know, I'm looking to do some marketing for my practice. I'm not comfortable with these statements, with this hyperbolic stuff. He said, you know, and he's been on both of them. Both Dr. Jim and Cindy have been on licensing boards, and they were very, very concerned about this stuff. And they said, look, would you look at our material and tell us if there's anything in it that is not evidence-based or scientific, or we have overstated the significance of one thing or another. And of all the marketing folks I've had contact with over the last 15 years, he's the only one that even cared. And he absolutely corrected every single thing in that marketing material that we had any issue with in terms of evidence or science. And I give him all the credit in the world. And when people ask us, you know, where do you get marketing, the first thing I tell them is become a great, great practitioner. Get good results in a short amount of time and don't treat people who aren't candidates. Secondarily, get the word out to your own patient population. And if you need to do some awareness advertising, if you want to get some medical referral, go talk to marketdecompression.com because they are absolutely the best. They have a resource CD that has all this stuff in it, and there's just nothing sensational. It's just the kind of stuff any average practitioner would do, all kind of put together, you know, in a nice resource CD. It's all customizable stuff.
And I've reviewed all their materials, Jeff, and not only are they first class, but they're really cutting edge as well. I love the fact that they use technology to market decompression within the practice. I think they've got some really, really unique programs there. And if a doctor is listening and you're doing decompression and you have not checked out Jim and Cindy's program, I recommend that you do. I think they're extraordinary marketers.